Okay, today's shiur is Zvachim Daf Lamed Hey. It's today's daf. Today's shiur is sponsored Lezecher Nishmas Yosef Rafael Ben Isar, Yosef Rafael Ben Isar, by Rabbi Shlomo and Karen Hochberg, Rav in the Jamaica Estates. Again, Yosef Rafael Ben Isar, and we thank them for the sponsorship. Okay, says the Gemara on Lamed Dalan Mabe. So we just had the three cases of the Mishnah where if something happens incorrectly in the middle, one is allowed to go and be machshir it afterwards. If you use the left hand in the middle, if a puzzle person was in the middle, and if a klichol was used in the middle. And the Gemara went into why each one is needed in the Mishnah. Why do you have to have each one? Why just say one of them? So the Gemara said, if you only had puzzle, you might have thought that's only talking to somebody who's not so puzzle. Somebody who is tamei, who is kosher in avodas tzibur, so that's why you would have thought it was okay. Kamashbalan, that's why you have to have the second case. And if you only had the right hand and left hand, so you would have said that's not so bad either, because you know the left hand is kosher in one case. That's the avodah on Yom Kippur. Kamashbalan, it's even in the third case. And if you only had the third case of a klichol, you might have thought there is different because you can be mekadesh it. Kamashbalan. Even in that case. So just one note on that line about Yom Kippur. The Rambam in Hilchos Avodas Yom Kippurim quotes this Chazal. The Rambam in Dalid Perek, the very long Halacha. Perek Dalid Halacha Aleph. Where the Rambam goes through the entire Avoda of the day. Says the Rambam, Kvar Biarnu, Shaholacha Bismol Poseles Bidama Kachimu Vashar Avodos. I've already explained that taking things Halacha with one's left hand, Pasels. That's possible. Lefichach, haya min hadin, sheyolich hamachta bismolo, v'kafa k'tores b'yamino. So it would be appropriate, says the Rambam, so where the Kohen Gadol goes into the Kodesh Kadashim, and again, we paskin against the stukim, we paskin that the Kohen Gadol has to make it smoky already when he is in the Kodesh Kadashim. He has to take in the k'tores and the hot coals, and then inside mix them, put the ketores on the coals, and then start the fire. According to the stukim, it was easier, because you just do it, make the smoke outside, ki ba'anan eira el akapores. What does that mean? The smoke on the outside, says the stukim. But we say it's the smoke on the inside. So, says the Rambam, so it makes sense to take the ketores in one's right hand, because that's the real item that's going to be huktar, and the coals in one's left hand, because the coals are just getting there. That's not really part of the avoda. Aval, what's the problem? The coals are much heavier. Well, much heavier. If he's a righty, which is the assumption, so he has to carry that in the right hand. Aval mepnei kovin amachta va'od shehi chama, and also the coals are very hot. Eino yachol l'sovla b'smolo ad ha'aron. He can't make it the whole way. Until the yarn. He's going to drop it. It's too heavy. Lefichach nochtel amachta b'yemino v'kafak tores b'smolo. And therefore, he's allowed to switch. He could take the hot coals in his right hand and the ketores in his left hand. Umahalach behechal at shemagiel kodesh hakadoshim. Motzi aparochas perufa. He finds the parochas open. Nechlas hakodesh kadoshim at shemagiel aaron. He gives aaron. What does he do? Nosin as hamachta beit shnei abadim. The machta which he still has in his right hand. He puts it between the two badim of the two rods of the aaron. Uba bayis sheni shlohaya aaron. And during bayis sheni, the aaron was nignaz. By Yoshio HaMelech much earlier, Hayamanichal Evan Ashasiyah, he used to put the machta on the Evan, on the stone, Va'oche Sfasa Kaf Birashi Etzvaosav, and he holds the edge of the kaf with his fingers, O Bashinov, Uma'are HaKatores, Big Godzlo, Latoch Chafnov, Acha Machzira Lamali Chafnov Kishahaisa. He's got to do it, it's very tricky, as the Gemara in Yuma describes, how to pour the ketores onto the machta, v'zuhi avodah kasha shev mikdash. This is the hardest avodah in the base of the mikdash, getting the ketores without spilling at all into the machta. Ask the Kesef Mishnah there, v'kashali, if halacha b'smol is possible, so how can we allow this? How can we allow? The Rambam says, even though it's possible, this is what you gotta do. What do you mean this is what you gotta do? Maybe we should make the Kohen Gadol go to the weight room for months before Yom Kippur. To make sure his left arm is just as strong, he'll carry the machta with his left hand. No, maybe we should make him do it. So, two answers. Number one, maybe halacha b'smol is only in Isur Durabanan. Daraisa is not a problem, halacha l'avavodahi, and therefore it would be allowed even b'smol, because it's only in a problem Durabanan. Second answer, inami, afal gav de halacha b'smol bidam pasla mida oraisa mishum de'i efshar shelo behiluch biktores lo pasla ubahachi achshar rachmana. The Torah demands this, so the Torah must allow it. It must be inherent in this heter, in this tzivui of avoda, that this is what is allowed, because this is what is generally possible. So the fact that the Torah demands it, it must be that this is what the Torah wants. It's an assumed heter. An assumed heter. That's the second day of the Kesav Mishnah right there in Hilchos Avodas Yom Kippurim. By the way, it's a nice, if anybody Yom Kippur night, if anybody needs something to go through, besides all the Hashkafa Svarim and the Tshuva Svarim, reading through the Rambam of Avodas Yom Kippurim, he takes all of Maseches Yuma and all of Maseches Tam and everything, and all of Achremos, and he puts it in a mesudar, perfect fashion. These are the number of karbanas that are given Yom Kippur, and these are the number of tefillos, and these are the number of, goes through everything, not just the 5 and the 10, as the Mishnah says. But he goes orally, start to finish, the whole Avodas Yom Kippurim. You really get a sense of the Avoda by reading through the Rambam, Hilchas Avodas Yom Kippur. Okay, let us continue. Says the Gemara, Velehevi. We're up to Velehevi, about 14 lines up from the bottom of Lamed Aleph Beis. So we just quoted why you need all three cases in the Mishnah. Velehevi le'dichui. Ask the Gemara, why don't we say that in the Mishnah's cases, it's not allowed what the Mishnah says. Why don't we say that once a psul does something, once there is a smol, once there is a klichol used, it ruins it forever. It's madche, right? It's doche the avoda, where it can never be done again. It's permanently stained. Dichui. So amale ravida le ravashi. No. Hacha amar rav yirmi and bidifti mishrei de rava. Hamani chanan hamitzri. First answer of the Gemara. No, our Mishnah must be like chanan hamitzri, who de lesle dichuyin. Chanan hamitzri does not hold of the principle of dichui in this context. So therefore, it is not a problem. The Tanya, in a chinami, if you hold the concept of dichuitz, then you wouldn't allow what the Mishnah allows. So where do you see Chanan HaMitzri? Because the Tanya, Chanan HaMitzri Omer, and the Brisa, Chanan HaMitzri says, Afilu dam bekos, maybe chaveiro mizaviglo. What does that mean? Rashi quotes three different opinions related to this case. The case is talking about the pair of Se'irim that are brought on Yom Kippur. One Se'ir goes Lazazel, is pushed off the cliff, and the other Se'ir is Lashem. And the Mishnayos and Yuma describe they're exactly the same, and they do a lottery in order to figure out which is Lashem, which is Lazazel. What happens if something happens to one of them before the other one's Avoda is finished? That is the issue here. Do you have to bring two whole new ones? Or do you say it depends when it happened? Or do you never have to bring two all new ones? Just bring one more for the pair. So Rashi quotes the language. Rashi quotes right across from where we are in the Gemara. Shlosha machlokas bedover. Iko mandamar, there's one opinion that filu balechayim midachem, even when an animal's alive, it can be nitcha. And therefore, that's the opinion in the Mishnah there that says, if right after the lottery, one of them died, you gotta bring two more. You gotta bring two more, even if nothing happened yet. You just did the lottery. This is Lashem, this is Lazazel, boom, one of them died. You gotta bring another pair. Because the second that one of them dies, the other one is Nidche. The other opinion says, no, Vigal Madamar, maybe Chaver Shalobagol, just bring one other, because while the animal's alive, Eino Nidachin. But, once the dam is Bekos, let's say you shechted the Seir Lashem, and you have the blood in the Kos, and then the Mishtaleach dies, so then already this Seir Lashem is no longer alive. So it can be Nitre, and therefore at that point you gotta bring two more. Ben Chanan HaMitzri is the most makel shita. That's where we get the line now in the Gemara. Afilu dam bekos, even if the blood of the Seir Lashem is already caught, Kabbalas Adam, you could just bring one other animal. You don't have to, this one is nothing wrong with it. Maybe Chaveiro Mezaviglo, you can bring one other animal and pair it up with this animal, Seir Mishtaleach, that is left. So you see from there, Chanan HaMitzri does not hold of Dichui, even by non-Balechayim, even if you have blood in the cup already. Number one. Ravashi Amar, Ravashi says no. Another opinion, a different shot of our Mishnah. You don't have to say our Mishnah is specifically like the Tana Chanan HaMitzri. Ravashi Amar, Kol Shebiyado, Lo Havi Dichui. Anything that is in my control to change, that's not called Dichui. If I could fix the problem right now, so then we don't say dichui applies. Dichui means right now it is permanently tainted. We had the discussion weeks ago, right in the Gemara, about mumar or if somebody is a shota. If somebody is a shota, they're mafresh a carbon, then they lose their mind. So at that point, the animal is nidche. And then he comes back. So is that carbon nitcher or not? So the Gemara was machalik, if you remember, between mumar and shota. You might say that mumar is different because a mumar, efshar, lachsar, whatever he wants. So you see this concept applies and could be a factor in dichlis. Here the Gemara says it explicitly. Ravashi says, since a person can come back whenever he wants in our case, what does that mean? He could switch it to the right hand, or he could go to the mikvah, becoming tahar, or he could be mekadesh, the kli. In all those cases, that's why lo avi dichli in our Gemara, in our Mishnah. Amar b'shaya, unusual amora, shaya, not expel like the shaya, but this is shaya in Aramaic. Amar b'shaya, kavase de Rav Ashi mistavra. Rav Ashi, I think, is correct. Rav Ashi says the second shita, that if it's biyadu, there's no dichui. Why? Manshah mislay dislay dichui, because who holds of the principle of dichui in the our Mishnah like cases? Rabbi Yehuda, that's not, because it says in Yuma, the shita that we just quoted, the Ode Amar Rabbi Yehuda, nishpach adam yamusa mishtaleach, if the blood spilled out, not that the mishtaleach died, that the blood spilled out of the Seir Lashem, mesa mishtaleach. Then, I'm sorry, Yamusa Mishtaleach, the Mishtaleach has to die. It's Nitche. Meisa Mishtaleach, Yishafech Adam. Meaning, the Rabbi Yehuda holds the concept of Dichui. Visha Minan Lei, and we also know Rabbi Yehuda holds, the Amar Kol She B'yada Lo Avi Dichui. And we also hold that Rabbi Yehuda says that if it's B'yada to change the situation, there's no Dichui there. Dit Tanya. Because the Brisa says in Psachim, the Tosefta in Psachim, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Kos Echad, Hayim Amalim Idama Taroves. Rabbi Yehuda is talking about a case on Erev Pesach, and it's pretty busy in the Beis HaMikdash, the busiest day of the year in the Beis HaMikdash, Erev Pesach. And you have all the Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash, and you have all the Bnei Yisrael there split up into three groups. What happens if somebody shechts the Kar Pesach is shechted, Kach Shikalam is shechted anywhere in the Azara, and all of a sudden as the Kohanim are passing the blood, remember the Mishnah Psachim? They have the two lines of Kohanim. One line is passing it one way, one line is passing it the other way. So, or if you have one line, but either way, it's a line all the way from the east side of the Azara all the way to the Mizbeach. What happens if one of the bloods spill out onto the floor? Oive, so what do? So Rabbi Yehuda says, no problem. Just take a kos and put it into the blood on the floor and pick it up. Kos echad hayimamal midama tarovis, one kos they used to pick up from all the mixed up blood on the floor, vizarkos zrika achas kenegad hayisod, and they do one zrika kenegad hayisod, which is the zrika they have to do for the Karan Pesach. Shmamino, what do you see from that halacha? Kol shebiyado lo avidichui. Anything that it is in his control is never pushed aside, even though the blood spilled out on the floor, you can pick it up. Because it's in your control to pick it up again, which we're going to talk more about that this halacha in a minute in the Gemara, but shmamino. So therefore you have that. The proof that our Mishnah can hold of Dichui, and yet can hold of Kol Shebiyada Lo Avi Dichui, because you see, that's where Rabbi Yehuda holds. The same Tana in Yuma holds that there is a concept of Dichui, and in Psachim, he says that you could just pick up a cup from the floor of the Ritzpas Azara in order to be Zorek the Karei Pesach. Is the Ritzpa sanctified? If it goes on the floor, we've said already, the halacha of the Mishnah. If I caught the dam and then it falls on the floor, I'll have to be ma'asefit, if there's no blood left over in the neck of the animal. So this we had, just remember, that we had that last Shabbos, two Shabbosim ago, on Daf Chav Dalin. Davra Melech Mekadesh the Ritzpah. The Gemara had all the questions about what if there's a tile missing in the Beis HaMikdash, and the Kohen is on the floor. Right, under the tile, does that have Kedusha Azar? Because the Ritzpah has Kedusha. It's different. It falls on the floor. It's not just falling on the floor anywhere. It's falling on the Ritzpah Sazara. The Ritzpah Sazara has a certain level of Kedusha. Tosis here points out a Gemara that you might be remembering. Gemara in Lulav HaGazel. In the third parak in Sukkah, the Gemara talks about how a Hadas has to have more leaves than berries. Once in a while, remember one year, long time ago, 20 plus years ago, I got a Hadas with berries on it. Remember that, now, before the pre-packaged hadasim. But if you want to just pick them from actual places. Then they have these berries on them. So the Mishnah and the Gemara describes there in Sukkah, you have to have more leaves than berries. What if you have more berries than leaves? It's puzzle. So what do? You take off the berries. You got to take off the berries before Shabbos. Before Yontif. Why? Because when Yontif starts, has more berries, it's nidche, dichui. Ask Tosas, what do you mean? You can take the berries off. Right? What does our Gemara say? If it's in your control to change the situation, so no problem. Say as Tosfos. Why isn't that biyado? Says Tosfos, no. You know what the problem is? Because right when Yontif starts, there's an Issa D'Oraisa. Right, we have the Sars, you can't take it anymore. It says Tosas on the bottom, the Girsa is a little confusing. The Mishnah Mekubetzes adds in a couple of words. Anavav, Merubin me'alav, dahadas the Mesecha Sukkah, de Pasol, I'm reading the Shita in Oslamid, de Amar, de Echa, de Ashka, be'er Shabbos, havi dichoy me'ikara, afagav de biyado lasakno, ein ze biyado, kivan de ein mamatin biyantif. Kivan by biyantif, and therefore it is not biyado. We've spoken many times about this halacha, that why is the issue of yontif? Why is the cutoff point, no pun intended, why is that cutoff point yontif starting? Why not the morning of Sukkot? You're not allowed to shake a lulav at night. If I shake a lulav at night, it's a bracha l'atala, you're not yotzei. So why does the Gemara there in Daf Lamed Gimel and Rashi there says it explicitly, Mishakidei Shayom, right when the yontif starts, that's when the important moment is for berries versus leaves. You're right that you can't fix it anymore in yontif, but what happens if somehow miraculously overnight the berries fall off? And now there's more leaves than berries by yontif morning. It's still nitche. Why? Why don't you go by the morning time, which is when you are doing the mitzvah, not the when Yantav starts? So this is what Rav Schechter writes in Eretz HaTzvi and Siman Yud. We discussed this back in the first parak. Once in a while, we have a concept of a Zman HaMitzvah and the Chefza Shal Mitzvah coming into being, even before the concept of the Kiyum HaMitzvah. Right, this is one example. Lulav. There might be a status of a lulav right when yontif starts, even though I can't shake a lulav until the morning. Or another example, because Shulchan Aruch discusses a shofar of Avodah Zarah. Shofar of Avodah Zarah, it's Asur Bahana. What if a guy is mevatel? A Jew cannot be mevatel his own shofar. Shofar of Avodah Zarah, we learned, but a Jew's Avodah Zarah is Asur forever. What if a guy has a shofar of Avodah Zarah? Am I allowed to use that? So as long as he was mevatel it before Yantif. Ask the Bir Halacha in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, why before Yantif? Just before the morning. You can't blow a shofar at night. Same answer. He quotes this Rashi in Sukkah. Sometimes you have the concept of a chefza shal mitzvah before the time of the Kiyam HaMitzvah. Where did we have this? We had this in the first parak, Machlokas Tanoim. When does a Pesach become a Karban Pesach? Is it only after Chatzos, which is the Zman HaShchita? Or do we say, right, we had this back on Daf, Yud Gimel, sorry, Yud Aleph Amaveis, who is the Shita? Ben Azai. Ben Beseira. Ben Beseira and Rabbi Yeshua, right, the other Shita said that, no, even in the morning. Ah, you can't Shechta in the morning? According to what we paskin, it doesn't matter. It's still called the Karban Pesach to be called Pesach Bizmano, like the Mishnah said on that base. So these are all examples here where you might have a Zman HaMitzvah before a Kiyam HaMitzvah. So that's this issue right here that Tosas brings up. The Hadas is called the Hadas right when Sukkah starts, even though you can't shake it until the next morning. There are other examples, but we'll leave it and we'll see at the end if there is more time. Okay, Viter. Gufa, 5 lines for the bottom. Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer. What did we just quote from Rabbi Yehuda? That if your cup, if your coast that you caught the Karban Pesach blood in spills out, you can just pick up a whole mixture of cup of blood from the floor. So if one of them spills out, it's okay. This dam that you picked up is machshir the carbon. What do you mean? How do you know that the blood on the floor all had Kabbalah Saddam, and then it spilled out after Kabbalah Saddam? Maybe it went straight from the neck of the animal to the floor, so it's pasul blood. Shemalon is Kabbalah Bakli, and therefore you're being Zorek Dam Pasul, says Rashi. So the Gemara says, Mina Yadi, how do you know? Ella, right, the Gemara asks, it was not Niskabel? How do you know? So the Gemara says, okay, you're right. Ella, Shemalon is Kabbalah Bakli. That's what I meant to ask. Maybe there was a Kabbalah Saddam here. So Amar Lahen says the Gemara, no worry. So the Gemara said, you're right. He's only suggesting this if there was Kabbalah Saddam. The Gemara said, no, be gufa, minal yada. How do you know? There are thousands of Karban Pesachs. How do you know that all of them had Kabbalah Saddam? So Gemara says, Kohanim Zrizenhain. Now, Kohanim are very careful. Kohanim are very careful. Kohanim Zrizenhain, according to some, this is the reason for Ein Shvus Bamikdash. Some say the Gemara in Pesachim seems to put these together. The reason that there are no Isurei Drabanan in general, there are exceptions to the rule, but generally the principle is Ein Shvus BaMikdash. Mishnayos at the end of Erevin discuss this, Ein Shvus BaMikdash. Why is that? Because Kohanim are very careful. Kohanim's Rizim Haim. And therefore their Zariz, they work with alacrity and with they're very careful. So that's why they're not gonna do they're not gonna mess up and violate the not to Kabbalah Saddam. At least by accident. Right? We had a lot of cases where Kohanim do things on purpose. They have Machshav as a piggle, but at least by accident they're not gonna do it. And every Pesach, we assume everybody's doing the right thing. So Kohanim's Rizim Haim. Shizu Kabbat says added a couple of words. So if there's so Zariz, so why is there blood all over the floor? So the Gemara says, "Is reason hate is tapuchi nami lo mishtabich." The Gemara says, "No, it's exactly for the same reason. I've got this reason, va'avdin haya, since they act quickly, haya means quickly, o mishtabich, blood spills. They're so excited and they're into it. Sometimes blood, some blood spills out. They're overly zealous. They're overly into it. Sometimes you got to be a little, you got to be into it, but you can't go overboard. So that's why we're not worried that the blood was not caught, but there is a mitzias that some of the blood spilled out. Ask the Gemara for 1 minute. V'halo dama tamsis mu'urabo. But there's other blood on the floor that is totally possible for zrika. What was dama tamsis? Remember we had, that's the blood that comes out after the animal's dead. Dama nefesh is the blood that comes out while the animal is dying. Dama tamsis is after the animal's dead, so maybe there's dama tamsis on the floor. And therefore, so you can't look here, but this Gemara comes up in Pesachim also. Tosas in Pesachim, Daf Samachai says, the question is, why are we worried that there's so much dama tamsis on the floor that the dama nefesh is batel in the dama tamsis? So basically, you're not being zorek any dama nefesh, that you have to be zorek. The question is not stam that it's also to be zorek dama tamsis, because that is not so clear, says Tosfos. That is an issue to be Zorik Dama Tamsis, but the problem is that there it might be Batel. Might be Batel. Says so the Gemara said, no, Rabbi Yudah Taime, to Amar Dama Tamsis Kari Dam. No problem, Rabbi Yudah says Dama Tamsis is also called Dam. The Tanya, Dama Tamsis Basar, Rabbi Yudah Amar Bakaris. Rabbi Yudah is Lachumra when it comes to the issue of eating blood. He says Dama Tamsis is also Karis just like other blood. So therefore you see it as the status of Dam. So therefore, it's not a problem. It's not going to be mevatel the other blood, because as we'll see in a second. Continue reading. Doesn't Rabbi Yehuda agree that even Dama Tamsis has status of blood? It's not mechaper shenemar ki adam hu ben nefesh yechaper dam shanefesh yosef ba kari dam shein nefesh yosef ba ein kari dam. I Dama Tamsis might be dam for the isra of achilas dam, but for the isra for the mitzvah of zrika and for kapara, it's not called dam. So Ella, so Gemara has to say you have to add another sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda l'taimei da'amar ein dam mevatel dam. Rabbi Yehuda says in Meseches Menachos and elsewhere, dam is not mevatel dam, and therefore there's no concept of bittel, and therefore even if you have dama tamsis here, you also have dama nefesh, and therefore there's no problem with the zrika. And Tosfos says on top when you have kavana that the dama tamsis you're being zorek l'shem mayim, meaning it shouldn't have the status of dam, you work out, but that's ein dam avatal dam. What's the source of Rabbi Yehuda? Right, that's the sugyan menachas of min bimino lo batel. Min bimino lo batel, he says dam is dam avatal dam, because the avodah yom kippur, it says you have to put the dam apar and the dam asair together and then sprinkle them in the panim. So Rabbi Yehuda says, why is it called, it's still called the dam par and the dam asair, even though it's in the same kos. It must be that they each retain their status, and he generalizes that to ein min bimino is lo batel, because these are the same type, they're both dam, and they are not batel. That's min bimino. That's the principle that the Ron uses to explain why a darav sheish lo matirin is not batel, if you remember. That sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, min bimino lo batel, in the darav, I think, on daf nun base. Okay.
Is he drawing the distinction then between dam and nefesh, which spills directly onto the floor, and dam and
tansis? Dam ha-nefesh. No, he said both dam ha-nefesh. Dam ha-nefesh that was caught in a kos and then spills on the floor, that's kosher lizro, totally.
Right.
That's going to lose the dama tamsis is, and that dam ha nefesh on the floor that first had a kabbalah dama and then spilled on the floor, that brings kapara.
Right.
It brings kapara. Dama tamsis does not bring kapara. Dama tamsis is just not doesn't ruin the dama nefesh. When you pick up the mixture from the floor, we assume there's some dama nefesh in there. That's the issue. But we assume that the dama tamsis was not mevatel the dama nefesh. But you're right. If we knew it was just Dama Tamsis, it wouldn't work. That's what we just said.
No, but if Dama Nefesh directly spilled from the animal's neck onto the floor.
No, then it's puzzle. If Dama Nefesh directly spilled on the floor, it's puzzle. But that's.
Does that ruin?
So that was the original case was, well, would that ruin? Well, would there be an issue to be Zorik that Dom, you're asking?
Yeah.
So maybe. Is there an Isser? Tosa discusses that. Look at the Psachim of Samachay, where Tosa discusses, is there an Isser of Zrikas Hadam really of Dam Pasal? But the Gemara tried to get out of that. The Gemara said, there's no possibility that there's any Dam that went straight from the neck to the floor. The Chazanish has another question. The Chazanish says, why aren't we worried? Forget Dam Atamsis. Forget, there's another type of blood that's problematic. What about the blood that was already Nizrak on the Mizbeach? What happens after it goes on the Mizbeach? It slides down the Mizbeach and it's sitting on the floor. Unless it goes, it's not going directly into the hole on the southeast side of the Mizbech. Some of the blood is on other sides. It's not all slanted down. So it says the Chazanish and Psachim. Maybe there's some blood there that was already Nizrak, and that was Nasis Mitzvaso, and it's considered Chulin, if it's Nasis Mitzvaso. So why aren't you worried that that's mixed in here? Says the Chazanish, it must be that even, at least at this stage of the Gemara, there was a barrier set up. There was a barrier, says the Chazanish. This is the Chazanish of Psachim Kuf Chav Dalin, page 410. In the Chazanish, there was a barrier set up blocking the blood that was already Nizrak on the Mizbeach from spreading in the rest of the Azara. That's what he says. Weiter. But he says that also because you see what the Gemara is about to say. The Gemara continues. Amar Lam Rabbi Yehuda Devreichem. Rabbi Yehuda continues and says to the Rabbanan. Rabbi Yehuda, who said that what? That you're allowed to just pick up. Put if your blood spills out of your coat, you just pick up a cup of blood from the floor, no problem. He's all right there. Rabbi Yehuda says, according to you, Rabbanan, who don't allow this, Loma Pokagin Azara. Why did they block up the pipe in the Azara? Every day, generally in the Beis HaMikdash, they had a drainage system. That there was somehow they had ridges maybe, or some way that the blood flowed into a pipeline some type of drain in the Azara, and it flowed out, it went into Nachal Kidron. On Erev Pesach, they stuffed it up on purpose, so nothing would go out. So why they do it? Rabbi Yehuda says, according to me, they didn't know why, so they could have all this extra blood on the floor, just in case. Just in case there was Shvichas Adam from the coast. This is great, you have a lot of blood in there to make sure that there's enough to do this Rika. According to you, Rabbanan, they're not allowed to do this, why they stuff it up? So Amru lo, so they said, Shevach hu l'bnei Aaron, sheyehalch v'arakub zeh v'adam. Because it's a Shevach to b'nei Aaron, look how many karbanis the Kohanim are doing today. It's a Shevach, they're up to their knees in blood. Oh, it's beautiful, because it's the Chavimus HaMitzvah. We can't imagine, we think it's disgusting. Right, you have Kohanim walking up to their knees in blood. Just can't, we'll have to hopefully get attuned more into becoming halachic people to think that it's beautiful. Hopefully. But anyway, so it's a shevach of the Kohanim. The Sfasem has asked, why is it a shevach of the Kohanim? What is a shevach of Bnei Yisrael? They're bringing all these karbanis. So, Tzarechiyin. Why it's a shevach of Bnei Aaron. But says the Gemara, one second, Dama v'chatzitza. But is the Dam HaChatzitza, the Kohanim have to kind of get a Chatzitza, as we discussed earlier, between their feet and the floor? Or is it no problem? Lach hu below HaChatzitza. It's lach. It's liquid. It's not congealed. It's lach, and therefore it is not a Chatzitza. Right? As the Mishnah says, or the Tanya should be a Brisa. Hadam v'hadiyo, ink v'hadvash, honey v'hachalav, milk, yevashin, chotzitzin, lachin ein chotzitzin. This is Hilchos Mikvos. But Tosefta in Mikvos, right? If it's liquidy, it is not chotzes. Vaha, let's finish up and then we'll talk about this halakha in the first second. Vaha called misvasi manayu. Doesn't all their clothes become all bloody and stained? We learned back in the first parak. Hayu begadav mit, second parak. Hayu begadav mitushtashin, va'avadav adasa psula. If a kohen has stains all over and is caught begadav and messed up, it's pasul, right? It's gotta be perfect. Vachitev adabadilu, and if you want to say, oh, he lifted up his bichrasayim when he did the avoda. Which, by the way, we spoke about Mechnasayim in the Bigdei Kahuna Shir Part 2. Feel free, it's up. You can listen to it on OU.org. V'atanya, but we learned you can't do that. Mado kemida so. Shol yechsel lo yosir. We had a discussion then. Does this mean does it have to fit him exactly? But others said it has to be how he wears it. He's got to wear, it's got to look perfect. It's got to look like a perfect size of the kohanim. So he can't lift up his mabgadim. So what's going on here? So where says, ah, b'holachas ivaram lekevesh, delav avodahi. Maybe the only time that it's talking about where he lifts up his begadim is when he takes the limbs to the kevesh, to the ramp, which is not really an avoda. That's where they lifted up the begadim. That's specifically there. So Gemara says, one second, what about the rest of the avodas? We'll talk about it. Velo, that's not really an avoda? V'atanya v'hikra v'akoin is a kol, zu alachas ivarim lekevesh. What do you mean? That avoda is alluded to in the Torah. So that's called an avoda. You got to bring the ivarim to the ramp as you go up the ramp for the tamid. So Ella, you're right. V'alachas esim l'ma'aracha, t'lav avodahi. The specific case that he lifted up his begadim, and it was so praiseworthy that they were up to their knees in dam, is specifically when they brought the wood to the maracha for the firewood on the mizbeach. Because that's not really an avodah. So Rashi says, what about the rest of the avodah? So all the blood was there. V'lavodah azli. Azli a'itztavi. They brought in special stones to act. They used to walk on different stones, which was not called a hefsek, because the whole ritzpah was stone. They brought in a couple of extra stones on Erev Pesach, so they used to be able to walk on the stones, like in, next time you, see everything in with halachic eyes. Next time you go on a teal, and, you have to walk on a couple of rocks to get through the river, to get through the water, you gotta think, oh, that's what the Kohanim did on Erev Pesach of the Beis HaMikdash, because it's all full of blood, you gotta walk on these stones, except for when they brought the wood to the Maracha, to the Mizbeach. That's when they walked in the blood! They walked through the water! They walked through the blood and just lifted up their pants, so they wouldn't get dirty. That's what happened in the Azara on Erev Pesach. By the way, we don't have time to go into it now, but this halacha of chatzitza, wet versus dry, is very halacha l'maisa. Hilchas nida, or even hilchas tefilas kelim. The Shulchan Aruch says, sometimes it's hard when you're tovel a kli. So if you have one of those fancy baskets, you put it in the basket, just done the whole thing. But what if you have a very big pot? So, and you can't, it doesn't fit in the basket. So you have to like hold it up and like shake it around, you put your hands around the handles, you don't want it to drop, but, so how do you make sure that it touches every spot? Tefillah's gotta be bevasachas. Hagolas kelim, to kasher something, you don't have to kasher bevasachas. You could, blowtorch one half and then blowtorch the other half. But tefillah's gotta be bevasachas. So what do you do? So the Shulchan Aruch suggests, get your hands wet first. Get your hands wet first, and then hold it loosely. So even if, it's not exactly, there's one tiny drop of the pot that's not the handle that's not going under, but your hands are already wet. It has mikvah water already on it, so it's good enough. It's been starched. But that's only if it's wet. If it's like dry on your hands, you got to get it off. But wet liquid is not considered a chatzitza. Woman goes to the mikvah, any dry scabs or dry blood on a hand, if it's a scab, it's part of the body. It's not a problem. But if there's any dry anything, that presents more of a problem than anything moist. Anything moist. So that's something that we're aware of for Hilchas Tevilah. Okay, Mishnah. Now let's get into pigle. Says the Mishnah, Hashochet es hazevach. Hashochet es hazevach lecho davar shein darko lecho. Ulahak davar shein darko lahaktir. Right, we had this quoted earlier. If I shach the karban and I have a machshavas pigle, chutz l'zmano, I'm going to do something chutz l'zmano. But what do I have in mind? I have in mind that I'm going to eat something that is inedible. It's not normally eaten after its time, or I'm going to be mocked or something that's not usually burned after its time. Kosher, that's not called a machshavas pigle. Pigle's got to be about something that you usually eat to eat and burn to burn. Rav Elazar Poso or Beliezer says no. Even in that case, it's possible. Next, David lecho David shadarko lecho lecho David shadarko lahaktir. What if it's that part is fine? Pachos be kazayas, but you have in mind only to eat half a kazayas after the time. Kosher, that's also kosher. Lechol kachatzi zayis olahakir kachatzi zayis kasher shein achila v'haktar mitzdarfin. And if you have in mind half a kazayis to eat and half a kazayis to burn, that's also kasher. These words are exactly said in the Mishnah earlier, Dachav Chesam Abeis. Why is it here again? So the Sfas Emes, the Karanor both say, it's saying even according to Rabbi Eliezer, who says that if you have in mind to eat something that is ein darko lechol olahakir davar shein darko olahakir, so you might think that you could just mix and match everything. And here, take chatzis eyes and a chatzis eyes. No, kamash bol, and even he agrees that this is not mitzdari. Period. Hashochet es hazevach leachol kezayis min ha'ar. Let's say I shech the zevach, and I have in mind to eat a kezayis from the skin, which is not eaten. Umin arotev, or from the gravy that is cooked in. Umin akipah, or from the, sometimes the question exactly what kipah is, but kipah, let's say, is some of the sediment of the, pieces, meat of the animal that's left in the pot after it is cooked. Umin ha'alal. Alal is so unclear, the Gemara in Menachos discusses it. What exactly, when chulin kuf chaf alef, where this comes up regarding Kabbalah's Tumah, so what exactly is alal? Is it a part of the neck of the animal? Is it the part of the meat that stays on the skin after you skin it? Reish Lakash, Reb Yochanan, different cheetahs there. Umin ha'atzamos, or bones, min ha'gidin, sinews, min ha'kanayim, horns, min ha'tlofim, hoofs. If you shech the karban in order to eat any of these things which are not usually eaten, chutz lizmano v'chutzlim kamo, kosher. Does not have the status, right? Because these are examples of ein darko lechol, ve'ein chayavan alayan, and even if the rest of the karban becomes pigle, if you eat any of these parts of the animal, ve'ein chayavan alayim shim pigle, you're not chayav karis. because these aren't really considered parts of the edible animal. Vinosar, and if the animal, if the entire rest of the animal becomes nosar, you're not chayav kares for eating it, but tame, and it does not have the status of tame.
So
the question is, Rabbi Elazar disagree with all of this. On that, I'm not sure. He disagrees with the previous line, so maybe, according to that Sfas Emes, if you say the whole rest of the Mishnah, you're right, unless these are more extreme. These are more extreme inedible, but...
Right,
right. So the ratio, my darishin darko lecho, meaning some of the fats that are usually burned, you're going to eat instead. Right, not specifically these extreme cases. But you're right, maybe Rabbi Elazar agrees to this too. You have to figure it, you have to look into it. Hashokhan is a mukdashin lecho sholilo shilyabachos. Let's say I shakta carbon, and it's a pregnant carbon. It's a female that's pregnant. I have in mind to eat its fetus, the shalil, or the shilya, the placenta, the afterbirth bachutz. So lo pigel. Because you have, for pigol, you have to have in mind to eat, Rashi says, gufei de zebach, an ikker part of the zebach. These are part of the animal, right, uber yerachimo, but not an ikker part. So it's not good enough for pigol. Or, similarly, hamolik es ator lechol beitzein bachutz. I do malika, which is the shchita of carbon birds. I do malika to a tor, to a dove, to a pigeon. Lechol beitzein bachutz, to eat its eggs outside. So again, lo pigel. There's no pigel. Chalev ha-mukdashin, ubeitzei torin. What about the milk of a carbon or the eggs that are left over afterwards? In chayav lehem shepigel nosav atami. Again, if the bird or the animal became pigel itself, if I eat these, I do not violate the isra pigel nosav atami because they are not migufa dezevach. They are not an ikker part of the animal in terms of getting the status of pigel. Fine. Rabbi Elazar comes up with a chiddush. Pigel bezevach nispagel hashalil. Bishalil known as pagel hazevach. Rabbi Elazar comes up with a chiddush and tells us there's something that could be mispagel and not mifagel. What does that mean? If I think about it, eating this la'achar's mano, it does not make the rest of the carbon pigel. But if the rest of the carbon becomes pigel, this goes along with it. It's nispagel. That's the chiddush of Rabbi Elazar. Again, pigel bezevach. If I think about regular case of pigel, I think I'm going to eat this carbon chutz lezmano, nispagel ha-shalil, then the shalil also is nigrar and gets the status of pigel. Even though the Mishnah said, if I think about the shalil, like the next line of the Rebbe Elazar, bishalil, if I think about the shalil, lo nispagel ha-zevach, that does not achieve it. Right? That's what Rebbe Elazar holds. Rebbe Elazar says the shalil is a gufei de zevach, uber yerech imo, but thinking about just it is not mafagel the rest of the zevach. So you can have it in one direction and not in the other. It could be mispagel, but without being mifagel. Or another example, pigel ba'alal. Rashi says we just switched the alal of our Mishnah was inedible of an animal. Now we're talking about the alal of a bird, which is edible. Pigel ba'alal, if I think about the alal of a bird, which is an ikker part of the bird, nispagla mora, then the mora, which is a place in the bird where the food gets digested, but it's not fully digested yet, so the mora, that's considered part of the animal, and it's nispagla with it. Bimora, but if I have kavan about the mora, lo nispagla alal, because the mora is not an ikker part of the zevach. Third, what about pigel be'emurin? So what is this talking about? Rashi says we're talking about parim hanisrafim, cows that are burned in a special place, the makam adeshin, outside the Beis HaMikdash. Either we're talking about a par helon davar shel tzibur or a par kohen gadol, one of those. So if I'm a fagel about the emurin, what are the emurin? By a par hat, all these parim that are burned outside the Beis HaMikdash, the only thing that is burned on the Mizbeach, in the Beis HaMikdash, are the fats, the emurin. So if I think about the emurin, chutzlas mano, that's an ikker part of the avod, then I think to do that outside, lachar's mano, this paglu parim. Then the rest of the par also gets the status of piglu. Biparim, but if I think about eating the par, chutzlas mano, so which is the basar of the par, lo nispagla emurin. Why? Rashi says, because that basar is not supposed to be eaten. That's supposed to be burned. So that's it's basically a lechol, davar shein darko lechol, and therefore lo nispagla emurin. But that's the sheet. Rabbi Elazar gives three examples, but the ikker, chiddush Rabbi Elazar, is that you can have pigel in one direction and not the other.
Would it apply to everything in the Mishnah?
I don't know if it applied to everything. No, it's gotta be something that's still considered, like Rashi said before, on the Gemara in Rabbi Elazar, it has to be gufa de zevach. It has to be considered a goof of the zevach, but not an ikker part of the zevach. That if you have the mefagel makshava for it would work. So we'll ask a couple of questions or rayas to Rabbi Elazar. Let me Messiah. Let's try to prove Rabbi Elazar that there is a concept of something becoming pigle, even though if you think about it directly, it does not cause pigle. Vishavim. They agree. Who's they? Later on, Reb Shimon and the Rabbanan have a machlokas. Which karbanas have pigle that apply to them? Reb Shimon says, we had this once before, only shlamim. Because that's what pigle is written in Parshas Sav. Other Tanam say, no, other karbanas. Pigle is written by shlamim, but applies by other karbanas too. But Vishavin, but they both agree, Shem chishe ba'achilas parim u'bisreifasan. If I have a machshava about eating a par, this is a par that's burned outside, I have a machshava about eating its meat, and it's burning it, lo'as of l'klum, it's meaningless. That's not in any kind of thought. Why? If I have a kavana, Rashi explains, if I have a thought about eating this meat is not usually eaten. It's burned on the makom adeshen outside the base of Migdash. So burning it is not a problem. And even it's burning. If I have a kavana to burn the par on Israf after Zmano, it's also not pigal. Why? Because that's not a real avoda. That's done on outside the base of Migdash. So it's also not pigal. So, says the Gemara, my life, shouldn't we be medayik from this line? Only if you thought about the meat of the karbon, is it not pigal. But ha-chisha be'imurin, this paglu parin. But if you thought about the imurin, it would make the rest of the karbon pigal, which would be a raya to Rebbe Lazar, because if you think about the par itself, it's not pigal. But if you think about the imurin, the par does become pigal. So, I says, lo, maybe you shouldn't be medayik that. Ha-chisha be'imurin, is paglu b'rematzman. No, be medayik, if you thought about the emurin, then the emurin become pigle. But the emurin get pigle in both directions. But the par, the basar of the animal is excluded from, could be that it's excluded from pigle, and therefore there's no raya to Rebbe Lazar. Fine. Tashma, continuing, let's try to bring another raya to Rebbe Lazar. The Mishnah says in Meseches Me'ilah, par manetz rafim, musir manetz rafim, these special animals that are burned outside the Beis HaMikdash, right? Very unusual. You have it once in a while. Yom Kippur, Parom Lavar Shel Tzibur, these animals that are burned outside the Beis HaMikdash, when is Me'ilah? Me'ilah, the Isra of getting benefit from an item belonging to the Beis HaMikdash. Mo'aleben Misha Huktashu. When does Me'ilah start? Right when you're Makdash them. When you sanctify them. Nishchatu, once they're shechted, Huchsharu, Lipasal B'tzvulyom, U'mechusar Kippurim U'belina. Right when they're shechted, now they can become Tamei. If a Tzvul Yom touches it, if somebody who has to bring a carbon, Mechusa Kippurim touches it, or Lina. If it's left overnight without doing the Avoda, so then it is Pasal. So says the Gemara, my love, Lina's Basar. Aren't we talking about, what part of the animal are we talking about that there's an Isser of Lina, leaving it over? We're talking about the Basar of the Par. Instead of burning it, I leave it over. Vishmamina. And why don't we say, Migu de pasla belina pasla ba machshava? Just like if you actually left it over, it becomes puzzle. So too if you thought about leaving it over, it's going to become puzzle. So what do you see from there? Machshava of pigle. What type of machshava pigle? We said before, if you think about the basar, there is no pigle. It must be, this is how Rashi explains the Gemara, it must be, how is machshavas lina shayach if you thought about the emurin? If you thought about the emurim of the par, it's going to make the whole par pigle. Right to Rebbe Lazar. Because remember, the basar of the par manetz rafim, if you think about the basar, there's no pigle. Because that is usually burned. And if you think about eating it chutz l'zmano, it is not pigle. So isn't that what this Mishnah is talking about? Once it says that if you leave it over, so too if you have a thought about leaving it over, it's going to be possible. If you look at the achronim, how you can make that jump. The Gemara makes that jump. Just like if you leave it over, actually it's going to become possible. So I'll do, if you think about leaving it over, it should become pigle. So isn't that a riot to Rebbe Lazar? So Gemara says, no. Lo, lina seimurin. Who says we're talking about the meat at all? We're just talking about the fats that are usually burned on the Mizbeach. That's the whole discussion. The emurin. And therefore, there's no raya. Emurin always have pigle, because they're burned on the Mizbeach. Says the Gemara, 1 second, Hamei Migdani Seifa, but the Seifa is clearly talking about the Basar. Why? The Seifa, the next line of the Mishnah says, Kulan Mo'alum Bahen, when does Me'ila continue until? Ad Beis HaDeshen, where it's burned outside the Beis HaMikdash, Ad Sheyutach HaBasar, until the Basar becomes totally burned and it's not recognizable anymore. So you see, it's talking about the basar. Michal de Resha Linas Basar. So it must be talking about the basar. The Gemara says, no. Midiarya, is that a proof? Hakadisa, Hakadisa. Maybe this is what this is talking about, and this is what that's talking about. Resha Emurid Vesefa Basar. So there's no raya from the Mishnah in Me'ilah to Rebbe Elazar. Period. So we tried to bring two riots to Rabbi Elazar, didn't work. So now we're going to ask Akasha, Mosiv Rabba. Again, Rabbi Elazar, just keep Rabbi Elazar's Shita clear. Rabbi Elazar's Shita is, you can have something that if you think about it, it does not cause piggle, but once the rest of the animal becomes piggle, it's nigra with it, and if you eat it, you're chayev piggle. You're chayev karis for eating piggle. So that's the Shita of Rabbi Elazar. You can have this break. So now we'll ask Akasha on that. Mosiv Rabba, the Elu, She'ein Mefaglin, the Ein Mispaglin, the following are excluded from the whole world of piggle. Tsemer, Shabarashi Kfasim, the Seir, Shabazaki, the wool on the head of the sheep and the hair and the beard of the tayash, of the goats. What's the chiddush? These are burned, the ola usually, an ola we know is totally burned in the mizbeach, except for the skin. You skin the ola before you burn it. Machlokas, we discussed it, I think, months ago about the gedanasha. You can take the gedanasha out of the ola or not. Machlokas, Rambam, sorry, that's about the Karan Pesach. Sorry, not about the ola. But the ola is totally burnt. I don't know if it's a discussion about the gedanasha, I have to remember. But the only area of the ola that is not skinned is the head. The head is burned with everything on the head. So that's why the chiddush of this brisa is that the wool and the hair on the head, that's not subject to me'ila, even though that's also burned to the mizbeach with the ola. V'ha'ar in the skin, v'harote, v'akiva, v'ha'alal, all these things we had already, v'hamura of the bird, v'ha'atzamos, v'akidim, v'akarnayim, bones, sinews, horns, v'hatzalafim, v'hashalil, v'hashilya, all these, the fetus and the placenta, v'chalei v'magdashin, v'beitzi torin, the milk and the eggs, cool and all of these, lo mefaglin v'lo mispaglin. They're all excluded. V'ein chayav an aleim yishum pigol nosav atame. And you're not chayiv on any of them if the rest of their carbon becomes pigol nosav atame. If you eat any of these, so that is not, you don't violate, you don't get karis. V'hamalin men b'chutz pater. And if you are makriv any of these items outside the Beis HaMikdash, you are not chayiv for shchutei chutz, for being makriv an animal outside the Beis HaMikdash. So, that's the end of the brisa. So, my love, doesn't this mean, lo mefaglin hazevach, lo mispaglin machmazevach? Doesn't this mean that all these things are excluded? Doesn't it mean that there's a specific connection between mefagel and mispagel? All these things don't create piggle, if you think about it, and they don't become piggle, even if you thought about piggle regarding a different part of the animal, like the emurin. Answers the Gemara, lo mefaglin hazevach, lo mispaglin machmas atzman. No, it means that you can't, if you think about it, it doesn't become piggle, and they don't become piggle, machmas atzma, but in a chinami. Rabbi Elazar could be right. If you think about other things, emurin, these can become piggle. So Gemara says, Yehaki, if that's true, that's the simple line, hadiktani seifa, cool, lo mefaglin, lo mispaglin, why does the last line of the brisa repeat? These are the things that are not mefaglin, not mispagel. Hasulamali, it said that in the first line. Doesn't that last line seem to be including something? So shouldn't it be including even pigo machmas acherim? The Gemara says, "What's that? Ulo taimeich ein chayav and lemishem pigo." That line's also repeated. Hasu lamali. Why is that line repeated? So where says Ella Aidi Dubai Lamisti Nosev and Tami Tani Pigo? You know, it throws piggle in again, even though it said it already, because it's talking to talk about Noser and Tame. So Hachanami here too. Aidi Dubai Lamisti Hamalam and Bachutz Tananami Vikulam Final is Paglin. Meaning don't make any diukim from the last line of the brisa. It is not a problem why it is repeated, but there's no raya against Rabbi Elazar. Just finishing up, Rava Amar Afanana Mitanina, we have a brisa that supports Rabbi Elazar. What brisa? Hashochet es hamukdashim leechol shalil o shalil yabachuz. If I shecht a karbon to eat the fetus or the placenta outside, lo pigel, as we learned. Because that's not an ikar part of the animal. V'hamolik as a drone lechol beitzei abachutz. If I do malika on a bird to eat its eggs outside, lo pigel. Again, because that's not an ikar part of the animal. V'hadar tani, and then it says, chalev hamukdashin ubeitzei torin ein chayalam shem pigel nosav atame. In the Mishnah, sorry. So, but then it says, the milk and the eggs, you're not chayav for pigel nosav atame. Mashma, shilil v'shilil chayavin. So the first line of the Mishnah sounds like Shalil and Shalya. If you think about them, you don't create pigle. But the last line of the Mishnah does not mention them when it's talking about things that are not mispagel. Elav shvamina, kan machmas azeva, kan machmas atzman shvamina. It must be. It depends. If it's machmas themselves, there's no pigle. But machmas acherim, there is pigle. It's not mispagel. It can be mispagel based on the rest of the animal. Meaning, Rabbi Elazar is correct. There is something that is considered part of the animal, but not an ikr part of the animal. It's migufei de zevach, but not be ikr de zevach. And therefore, it could be mispagel with the rest of the animal, but it cannot be mifagel if you think about it specifically. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Again, today's shiur was sponsored by Rabbi Shlomo and Karen Hochberg. Thank you for the sponsorship. Lezecher Nishmas Yosef Rafael Ben Isar. Loving memory of Yosef Rafael Ben Isar. And we will continue Bezrat Hashem. Parsha shiur tonight. 8:45.